have anything to trip.
I guess the trail is our next action, but not this one, right?
Yes.
Because Mr. Kearns was saying trail, so that's what.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, that's right, but it still leaves the situation open that he explained to us here, which.
I'm not disagreeing with your point, I'm saying we're just talking about the TSP and not the trail.
I just wanted to bring that up.
Okay, so, at this time, with the clarification on public, how the record is with the county going to the VOC, we do ask for either option one to approve, recommend the VOC approve, or recommend the VOC does not approve the co-adoption of the City of Boardman Transportation System, ATSP 16226.
So is there an option with the 30-day extension? Is that something that is?
Not for a legislative action, because your decision isn't final, it's simply a recommendation of the board. And the record's open now until February 18th for the Board of Commissioners.
Regardless.
So regardless of what we say or vote on today, the board can overturn if we.
It's not an overturn, you're making a recommendation, you're not making a final decision.
They don't have to follow a recommendation.
Oh, that's right, yeah, that's right.
I'm sorry, yeah. I just, when somebody goes to the effort to give us this amount of information, I kind of feel obligated to have read and digested it. Honestly, I wish, you know, that in 24 hours, I frankly don't understand everything that was presented to me yesterday, and so I'm not totally comfortable with that.
I read the whole thing.
Okay, well, you had more time than I did today.
I didn't really, but I still read.
And you're probably a faster reader, I'm a very slow reader.
But, yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Okay, do you have a comment on what?
I understand TSPs are conceptual. I mean, the City of Ione has had one, and we've never done anything with it, but I kind of agree with what your comments were too, so. It's hard. I mean, we're here for the county. We're here for the county portion of it. Yes, we know it's in coordination, we agree. We're not here for the City of Boardman, we're here for the Morrow County part. So if it's within the City of Boardman, their plan is their plan. We can't change their plan in their boundaries. And so, and I, you know, as landowners, I understand that other issue too.
So does anybody have a recommendation for a motion? We can't move forward without that, so. Okay, so Dan, what do we do when nobody wants to make? I'm not the motion maker, so.
Well, remember, whatever motion that you make, the board and all the parties have another opportunity on February 18th to look over all of these materials again. Many of these materials, in my assessment, really aren't germane to the city's TSP, and you're not taking action on the city's park plan, you're taking action on their new TSP, and you're not authorizing any taking of private property with all due respect, and I hear the concerns about that. So I don't know what you would need to make a final decision. You would just make a recommendation to some sort of the board. If somebody makes a motion and it's seconded, you can just take action on it, and if you don't agree, that's okay. That's what the process is for.
I do have a question, just to, maybe it's already been said.
Okay.
The conceptual lines, the conceptual drawings, once the land with the conceptual roads being put in, or connectors, collectors, once they start to improve those pieces of land, do those roads have to be approved at that time?
Either as part of a dedication of a land partition or a subdivision or a new development.
So it'll come back for final approval on the thoroughfare or whatever to complete those roads.
Okay. Either if it's as long as it's in the county and the county would take action on them, or if they annex, then the city would.
Right.
Okay. Dan, could they say we don't want to make a recommendation? They just push it forward to the Board of Commissioners?
Yeah, I think that's possible. It's just the board wants to know what you think. So if you can't reach a decision, then you can say that and move it on with a neutral recommendation. You know, it might be good to explain why you were unable to make a more definitive recommendation than that. I mean, anything you can offer, I think, would be helpful to the board.
I mean, I know as a landowner, and a lot of my neighbors are landowners, and we're very, very sensitive to see plans of things going through our land that we, and I don't want to get off the subject because it's two different things, I'm sensitive, my neighbors are sensitive to plans being approved, the things going through our property. That doesn't mean that they don't go forward, because with B2H and other things, that's happening right now, but it's very sensitive to it. So that's what I feel.
But again, you're not approving any specific road layout right now. It's only conceptual.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's the standards and the process as well.
I mean, that's just, as a landowner, that's my feelings.
And our commitment is to, even if it's urban growth map, it's our commitment to the people that live there in it at this time. But I do understand TSPs are conceptual, but can't they just in their little arrow at the city boundaries, knowing that it's going to go forth eventually, but we don't have to say, hey, we agree with that doing how you have it.
Well, that's what that little disclaimer was at the bottom of that map Stephen had up, is it's not
still
a specific alignment or specific property.
I mean, further comments is, I mean, when I look at the existing streets in Boardman and all these cul-de-sacs kind of and dead ends and not thoroughfares, I appreciate the importance of roads that go from here to here and connect.
And we know that Boardman's going to continue to grow.
Yeah.
And they're going to eventually have to, I would think, annex it.
I move that we move forward with a neutral finding.
That's new territory for me. Okay, well, I don't even know how to do...
I guess
a non-recommendation or neutral?
The motion would be that we couldn't reach a consensus and that you're just moving it on to the Board of Commissioners?
That's it.
Okay, so
Pat,
that
one's
made. Do I hear a second?
Second point, hold it up. But
is there a second?
I haven't heard one yet.
Okay, then wait till a second before you start discussing.
Okay. Do I have a second on his motion?
So again, the motion was to move it to the board with a neutral recommendation. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. It's a new one for me, but if Dan says we can do it, we can do it.
Do you have a second on that?
Or we can just take no action, is that correct?
Well,
it's still going to go to the board regardless of
I know.
Or it could die for lack of a second and somebody can make another motion or...
I think you need to try. It is your job to forward something to the board.
Okay.
So no matter what, so you, if we don't even make a motion, I think it doesn't go to them, is what you're saying?
No, it's going to the board, but Dan's point is, the reason it's vetted here is, you're the planning commission, so if you have a preference, I mean, and you can make a motion, for example, to recommend the board approve it, but include your reservations about taking a private property, and that you would conclude as the planning commission that you would not anticipate that adopting this would lead directly to the taking of private property. Because that seems to be your main concern, is that it isn't a specific piece of the TSP you object to, it's just that you don't want to be a party to a process that eventually could lead to the taking of private property.
So we could recommend it go neutral with the...
No, it wouldn't be a neutral. It would be go up with... would be a go that the, recommends that they approve it with those exceptions.
So we could say
work on that language, because that sounds better.
Yeah, good faith. But we would want the board commissioner to make sure that landowners were negotiating with good faith. And
but the board and the county has no role in negotiating with landowners in this action. It's not. So if you make a statement that that's why I was coming up with some language, that your reservation... go ahead. Oh, your reservation
I
is that
for,
you don't...
I think for me... Sorry.
Go ahead.
I think for me, my opinion could be changed greatly by some feedback from existing property owners. Like, looking at where the tax parcels that these are going through...
This is Steven.
Looking at the tax parcels that these are going through, I would move for a neutral position with encouraging the Board of Commissioners to seek testimony from the existing property owners, or at least some input from the affected property owners. Like I said, my concern is that this county has been pretty heavy-handed in the past. That's my concern.
Yeah, and that's why I was interested in the language that Tamara was working on with our reluctance being associated with the taking of private property without the cooperation of the landowner, but I don't know how you include that in the motion.
So could you make a motion that says you recommend that the county co-adopt the city TSP, but you have a strong commitment that neither the county nor the city take private property in the implementation of the TSP without ample coordination with the property owner? I mean, that's your goal, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we don't know, that might not happen for 20 years.
Can you make the recommendation that we're going to obviously send it to, it goes to the Board of Commissioners anyway, but can we recommend that they consider, if we're not going to bring this back in front of us, that they consider landowners that may be affected in the future? Asking if any of them want to have input.
How does that look, though? You're adopting a plan. You're not doing a land use action on a specific piece of property.
Yeah.
I hear what you say, and I think I'm trying to regurgitate the spirit of your sentiment. And it's more clear in my head than I'm expressing,
when we get back to the unwilling, uncooperative taking of private property and as opposed to eminent domain, and I don't know if it matters or not. We put it in the record that as a planning commission we're opposed to that, and if that's something that can be introduced into the future, it's like planning commission is opposed to people taking people's private property.
Without due process.
Without due process, yeah.
Okay.
That's what it, right.
I think it's fair to express a strong recommendation that the Board of Commissioners respect private property rights. And, the land use process has a lot of process in it to do that. And Chapter 35 is there exactly for that reason. It is full of process. And so you could just emphasize that, the respect of private property rights. because it's always the city council and a board of county commissioners' prerogative to proceed and down the path of Chapter 35. And it may, that's what the legislature authorized local governments to do.
For the most part, those things, those condemnation hearings, as far as I'm concerned, are pretty unfair to the private property owner, because there's so many NDAs that have been signed that, you know, property values might be here, but they're all on NDAs, so they don't ever enter into the record. So
the local government's offer, the 40-day offer prior to filing any condemnation action, has to be based on an appraisal that's in the record, that's public. When they settle, the settlement that happens, the property owners don't have to release that. And when it's not released, it's because the property owner doesn't want it released. They have gotten what they wanted out of it. So for the local government's hands are tied. It has to be a public process. It has to be a publicly available appraisal that's compiled in a particular way. And that's what the offer has to be made on. The statute is so elaborate that it really forces this exchange of information, exchange, so that they invariably come to arm's length transaction. I'll tell you, quite frankly, the local government pays more than the appraised value, because that's the value of the litigation on top of it. So that's why property owners generally don't want that to be made public. The local government offer has to be made public, and so I would
the local government, kind
of,
yeah.
That's the county board of commissioners, and that's the city council. When some of these pipeline actions, I can't speak to power lines and pipelines. Those are corporations that have the authority. Legislature has also given them the authority to condemn. I don't represent those entities. I represent local governments. Local governments have to be open about this.
Thank you. With that, do I have anyone who will make a recommendation to approve or not approve? But if you decide on the approve, that you add a language from consensus, it sounds like, to respect the private property owner rights, or however we can put the language in there.
I'm open to at least having that discussion, including on language, but I don't know how you guys feel. So.
I don't think it's a matter of what we say.
The
board of commissioners are going to do what they feel is right.
I do think the board, they read their packets and they do.
They do, but they're still going to, it's like here, you know, what they think is right may not be what we think is right. So I don't know.
Yeah. I think that the message has been displayed.
I would recommend, I would make a motion to approve the TSP with the language in our motion to respect the rights of all local private property owners.
I have a motion. Do I hear a second?
Does anybody need Commissioner Cooley to repeat it? You guys just don't want to do it.
It's just so, I just feel like John said, we need just a little more time to absorb it all. I mean, I read this, and I understand it, and I get what they want to do and everything, and I do understand the whole concept. I just don't know if I trust.
Fair enough.
We have the same blood in us. John and I.
Well, hearing that, I'm sorry, we have to proceed forward. I don't know what we do at this point. Since I don't have a second, even though we did add the language that was requested.
So as staff, I guess we've already closed the hearing and we can move on to the next hearing. My memo to the Board of Commissioners will have some detailed minutes. And just to say that you couldn't reach a recommendation, but you,
Okay.
So. So on that, our next comprehensive plan amendment to update Chapter 9 Recreation Element and adopt the 2026 Maroc County Columbia River Heritage Trail Concept AC 16326. Morrow County is the applicant. Criteria is to approve the Morrow County Zone Ordinance, Article 8 Amendments. At this time, I ask that any members that have any conflicts, declare any conflicts of interest, abstain, or bias, or have any ex parte contacts. Guessing not. Is anybody in the crowd, in the audience, would request that a member of the commission abstain or declare conflict of interest, or bias, or disclose an ex parte with a member of the commission? Hearing none, I will ask for the staff report.
Thank you, Chair Ekstrom. Again, for the record, Tamara Mabbitt, Planning Director. What is in front of you today? I don't know, what's that noise?
They're leaving.
Oh, they're leaving. Thank you. Hey, the party just started. Okay. So what's in front of you today is an updated Chapter 9, which is Goal 8 Recreation in the County Comprehensive Plan, and also to recognize the Columbia River Heritage Trail Concept Plan as an addendum to that. We have had a couple of work sessions, and we've had about an 18-month process working with JUB engineers and their planning team, some robust public events. With that, I'm going to talk just a little bit about the updated section of the plan, and then Clint Shoemake is going to talk about the Heritage Trail comment plan. The summary of the updated version, there wasn't anything wrong with the prior version. It really just has more recent data. So we had to amend that section anyway. We also just did a little bit of minor wordsmithing, and then also referenced the 2026 Heritage Trail concept plan. I think that's all I need to say, and I'd like to hand it over to Clint to talk about the concept plan, and Stephen can pop up a couple of maps
sure.
here.
For the record, Clint Shoemake, Maroc County Planning. I'm going to try not to take too long on this for the sake of time. It's been a long evening so far. This trail plan, as I believe you're all familiar with, brief history, right? It's and back in 2000, they came up with an original concept plan for this heritage trail. Much of it utilizing existing infrastructure and acknowledging it as the formal trail and laying down some just long-term goals. Very little has been done in the past 25 years, some signage, some minor improvements. A grant was received by the county in 2023 to partially fund an update of this plan. And so this is the culmination of about a year and a half plus worth of efforts in updating that plan, establishing some more goals. We've worked with community open houses, public events. We've had workshops with yourselves, as well as the board on multiple occasions. You've seen iterative drafts of the plan throughout this process. And so we are at the point now where our consulting firm, JUB Engineering, has produced this essentially final copy, short of any comments that come in during these hearings. And we have made our updates to the plan that we are moving forward with your recommendation for adoption or not. I will, Stephen, if you'll go ahead here, I'll touch on the vicinity map and each of the sections briefly. There are a few points I want to make. On your screen right now, you've got the overall vicinity map. It's not the easiest to read up on the screen, but what you have is all of the lines that are solid and various colors. That is all established trail that exists today and has existed, that is formally recognized as the Heritage Trail Path. The different colors represent sort of the different sections going west, starting in the city of Boardman, moving east to the Umatilla County line. What I will note, and we'll look at this a little closer, there are two portions, portions, sections, call it what you will, that are the dotted lines. I know the word conceptual has been thrown around a lot tonight. I'm not sure what you would otherwise call it, but I want to be clear with what this is moving west from the city of Boardman city limits to the Gillum County line. The original plan has always tentatively been to do something along Wilson, Coonsey, sort of the lower line, heading out towards Loves and west. Through discussions with the city of Boardman, they've discussed that there might be some potential to utilize the BPA easement to make that connection west through Tower Road. They are currently having those discussions on whether that's even feasible, whether that's something. There's a lot of limitations in the BPA easements. At this point, I want to make it clear that we are not specifically proposing that either path. We're showing that those are a couple options for us to get west. And much like some of the conversations we've had tonight, if and when we do decide to connect west to the Gillum County line, those appropriate conversations will happen. And we will discuss with any landowners involved the concept of a recreational trail. And again, the southern options following Coonsey, following Wilson, those things, those would all be within the county right-of-way, so there are no concerns, questions with doing so. The BPA easement, I'm not sure how that conversation works. I can't speak to that. I just know that we're waiting to see if maybe that's an option or not. We don't know. And when you hit Tower Road and head west out towards the Gillum County line, just north along the river, those properties are owned basically checkerboard between Port of Morrow and Three Mile Farms. We discussed that previously in the past. They are very open to the idea, just are not necessarily willing to settle for an exact path until they know how they're going to develop the land. We agree. We respect that. We reiterate that same thing. This is a conceptual idea. We want to do something in that range. We need to at least get it on paper for the sake of moving forward with funding, things like that. We're not specifically funding that specific path right now that is not being proposed. If you want to move one in, Stephen, from the west to the east of the city, so you've got that continuation. You can see the bottom red line that kind of goes out. So that is what has been called the Heritage Trail to date. And so that's why that dotted line along Wilson kind of continues, because again, that was sort of the original concept before the thought of even a possibility of the BPA easement. So the red lines, that all exists. That's been the Heritage Trail. That's not anything that's new. What we're doing for that and all the other colored portions are taking those existing formally recognized portions and making improvements to them. Making improvements to the roadways, adding amenities, adding safety features, adding these things that were desired based on stakeholder and community feedback. So again, as you continue east to the next slide, you'll see it goes kind of through the Port of Morrow. They have actually made some improvements in the port to some of that. It dips down and heads out east, northeast through Columbia Lane, through the Wildlife Refuge. If you recall, and we can show this at the end, at the very bottom center, you'll see the Port of Morrow sort of interchange there. And Mr. Tallman's property, just for context, is down to the southwest of that and is approximately a quarter mile, give or take, from the Heritage Trail that, again, is not being proposed at this time. It exists and has for quite some time. If you continue northeast, the next slide, you continue through the Umatilla National Wildlife Refuge. Our assistant county administrator has already started some talks with them on potential ideas, memorandums of understanding, starting to get that conversation started with their real estate team. Obviously, it's difficult to do a lot of stuff on some of that federal land, but those conversations are starting based on, you know, getting the conversation started based on what we can do. Again, I will reiterate that has been formally recognized as the path. The one other, I'll call it conceptual, not proposed, because that's more accurate. You will see the sort of spur on the just south of the river, running east towards the city of Erie, also a little north-south on 8th Street connecting those two. Again, that's just something that we're looking at that might be an option, just to add a spur. It connects with the bottom one, that conceptual section would connect and basically continue down Columbia Avenue into the existing, thank you, Stephen, the existing bike path that goes right through the city of Erie here. That little portion has also been recognized as part of the Columbia River Heritage Trail, so that would make a nice little connection and a discussion for maybe, you know, some amenities, some development there. Again, that is just an idea that we might consider, and all of that would happen within established rights of way, so there would be no issues with any property owners involved whatsoever. And then, so just jumping back again, it basically follows a river, goes through the Erigan Marina, goes back out to the east, and continues along the river to the Umatilla County line. And again, throughout that section, that's kind of an interesting situation where, yes, that's an established portion, but it's also very primitive. There are lots of little side paths and everything else, and so that's just another good example of that shows the general alignment. That it's not necessarily exact. There's a lot of options through there. So,
are they going to allow you to do much, the Wildlife Refuge?
So the Erigan Wildlife Refuge, we're having those conversations still. They have been so far supportive. We have gone out and done some work on existing signage. They have expressed interest in, that was the one section also that never got trail markers ever, so a quarter mile or whatever. I'm not sure why that never happened. That's prior to my time, but they have expressed interest in doing that work themselves. The wildlife...
ODFNW.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the gentleman's
wildlife
title. Essentially
manager.
The park, the mm-hmm. park the, ranger manager, right. Whatever it's...
What's it?
No, this is the
no, I don't recall now. But anyway, regardless, and they were very supportive. They were helpful in us getting some of the interpretive panels already swapped out. They went out and cleared a bunch of land for our maintenance team to help. So, yes.
So they're in the mindset that you need to leave it pristine and all that. You can improve the trail.
Well, that's as it stands right now, that is not being proposed to be improved.
That's just a really a dirt path, foot path for horses and hunters, and
yeah.
People who want to walk.
Again, it's I use the word established loosely, but to a certain extent, that is an established, recognized trail that's been there for quite some time. And
the
so,
land to get footing on would be the core property.
Sorry, say that again.
Property.
What about it?
That'd be the hardest land to get.
Yeah, yeah. And again, the trail is still established there. There is signage, there are markers, it has existed. We're just probably pretty limited to what sort of amenities we can add to that section. And that's fine. We understand that. So that kind of covers the whole section. So again, what this plan does is it kind of took another look at what the goals are and really wanted to focus on even more so than adding those potential connections, which are listed in our capital improvement plan as really long term, like up to 20 years. We're not worried about that right now. We're worried about trying to get amenities, trying to recognize what those are, trying to start establishing funding, trying to start establishing the conversations and agreements with the different agencies and stakeholders that are involved in the trail, and identifying what sort of funding that might look like. It was also mentioned tonight there is a $2 million budget that's been set aside over the years. I don't know the entire background of that money or where it came from. I know that at this point it is earmarked for what we are able to come up with and what we as the county determine we want to do with that. The CIP is being included here as an appendix to the plan so that it can be a living document. And as the county has these discussions with the various entities, they can decide what to do with that funding. And there is sort of a rough, basically what's in there now for the capital improvement plan is pretty limited. It has a general idea of what sort of things you would look at, a kind of a short first stab at what we think might be the priorities, but that very much will be a living document. But again, in order to even pursue that, to look at grants, to look at funding, to look at things, to develop any of these things, we need to have a general concept documented and an idea of what our goals are, things like that. So I think that kind of covers the gist of it. So what this is an update to an already adopted plan that refines alignment, offers some options for potential future alignment that is not being proposed at this time, and establishes kind of what the goals and amenities are based on all this different feedback. So I hope that kind of covers. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Great, thank you. Anybody have any, commission have any questions for staff at this time?
Yes.
So you guys did talk to Oregon Potato and went around that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, so there was some discussion. Originally there was that, the soccer field, potato park, potato field, call it what you will, at the Port of Morrow. I don't know the history of why that was identified as a potential project, but we did speak with them and they said, yeah, no thank you, we're not interested in any improvements on that. We'd like to leave it as it is. So we removed any references to utilizing that property. We took the kind of general concept of, hey, this could be kind of a layout we could do. This is a cool idea for a park, and said, we can find some places for that. We have some general ideas. I'm not sure how official, and you know, but I've heard talk of the commissioners having some ideas of where those might work at.
So the trail is all right now on land from businesses and the state and city, and it's not on.
The,
you said no private property.
The trail as it exists right now, I do not know the history or the
oh,
how that ownership works.